If you are in the agriculture business and in need of labor, equipment, hay and livestock, or want to sell something, the Wyoming Livestock Roundup has it all. Hi, I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. Along with weekly advertisements, the Roundup has a great section of regional classified ads to meet the needs of your business. To subscribe, call 1-800-967-1647. Thank you.
Horsemen and horsewomen of all ages, you don't want to miss the Heber Valley Horse Sale April 4th and 5th at the Wasatch County Events Complex in Heber City, Utah. This event isn't just for buyers and sellers. This is a fun-filled weekend for the whole family. The activities begin Friday, April 4th, with all-day horse previews, including team roping and calf roping previews, with a trail competition, a buyer's clinic, and a tax sale. Then over 100 of the best horses will be sold Saturday morning, April 5th at 11 a.m. with both live and online bidding at HeberHorseSales.com. This will be your opportunity to buy some of the best broke multi-purpose horses anywhere. For more information, visit their website at HeberHorseSales.com or give Brent a call at 801-368-5498. That's 801-368-5498. And make plans to join us April 5th and 6th in Heber City, Utah at the Wasatch County Events Complex for a great weekend of horse-related activities and a chance to buy your next favorite horse at the Heber Valley Horse Sale. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cowmercials. We'll continue to play it forever.
Absolutely, yep. Yes.
All right, let's have some more music.
Let's.
Yeah, Stephanie Davis is riding along with us. This is Something About Montana.
I got nothing against Texas. Lone Star Beer and Western. I've always loved Nevada when the desert blooms in spring. New York's known to be exciting. Alabama, mannerly. But there's something about Montana makes it where I gotta be. Maybe it's the air, room enough to spare, neighbors that will always lend a hand. Maybe it's the sky, I can't say just why, but go there once and you will understand. Pennsylvania can be charming when the leaves turn in the fall. And that California coastline should be seen by one and all. I've got friends in Minnesota, work awaits in Tennessee, but there's something about Montana that to my heart holds the key. Maybe it's the sight of the snow is at first light, flocks of geese along the Yellowstone, Powderbill to Yak, Sage to Tamarack, partner, all I know is it feels like home, so I'm packing up my suitcase, pulling on my cowboy boots, rolling down that lonesome highway for to get back to my roots. With the hag singing big city and the moon for company, 'cause there's something about Montana. Hey, turn me loose and set me free. Something about Montana makes it home sweet home to me.
Oh yeah, there you is bet. Something mm-hmm. about Montana.
Something about Montana.
Definitely, yeah.
Yes.
All right, well, I'll fix that later.
Always.
You know,
the eternal response.
Well, the older I get, the better I am getting at not saying that.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I'm getting worse.
Really?
Oh,
no,
man.
I see. I'm thinking about hay and equipment, machinery.
Yeah, there is that.
Things like that. When I was young, okay.
I'll fix that later.
And something was broken on my truck. I'll fix that
later.
I'll
get that later.
Yeah.
And until you're forced to do it.
Well, until it has to be
done. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
And there's usually a two-part guarantee.
You holding both parts?
Yeah, if it breaks, you keep both parts.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Two parts, one in each hand. Yeah. Have you ever limped out of the mountains after a broken fan belt with a pair of pantyhose?
I have not, but I have with a lead rope.
With a lead rope.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. Yes, I have.
Oh,
yeah.
Be darned. That's funny. I've seen the pantyhose trick. I haven't done that.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of pantyhose.
We got to talk about
that's
this.
That's right. Son Sam heard our farriers filing about the vet wrap and the other wrap.
When you have horses with lots of feathers.
Lots of fetlock on them.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. He says he sneaks into mom's pantyhose drawer and steals a pair of her pantyhose, cut off about 10 inches. He says it sequesters it quite nicely.
Slides it right up there. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, mama keeps missing pantyhose.
Oh, where did my pantyhose go?
I'll be darned. Yeah. Well, you know.
Anyway. We should have saved that.
Yeah, we sure should have. Sam stealing pantyhose.
Uh-huh.
You know, we don't even need to put anything before or after that. We just throw it out there on Cal Radio.
Yeah, take it for what it's worth.
Nephew Sam steals pantyhose. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, I'll fix that later.
I'll fix that one later.
All right, so broken fan belt.
Lead rope. I've heard the pantyhose story.
Yeah. I tell you, there's
anything.
Well, there's no pantyhose in the truck, okay?
Not mine. Right.
Nope, that's what I'm saying.
Well, and most of these belts anymore are serpentine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're longer than your arm.
Yep, true story.
Yeah.
We better do a little cow poetry.
Oh, what you got?
Yeah, before I forget it and blast all the
we'll
way through it
later,
again.
Yeah.
Well, I'm content. My clothes may be faded, degraded, and torn. I may stand a little bit bent. My skin may be leathered and weathered and worn, but deep within, I am content. I may not be healthy or wealthy or rich, and my savings is all but spent. Retirement's a joke, I'm flat broke, but won't switch with anyone, 'cause I'm content. My horse tack is tattered and scattered and old, but it functions to some extent. The weather ain't easy, it's breezy and cold. Despite all that, I am content. My cattle are rangy and mangy and mean, with value in constant descent. Our horses are groggy and froggy and green, but other than that, I'm content. The winters are long, very strong, and quite hard. I don't really mean to lament, but my poor lips get split and frostbit and scarred. Then spring comes, and I am content. My fences need tightened or heightened or stretched. Replace and repair is frequent. My old truck is rusty and dusty and etched, but nevertheless, I'm content. I enjoy my life with my wife and our kids. I have nothing here to resent. And to complain with disdain, heaven forbids, so I just as well be content. At times I'm stressed, but I'm blessed and endowed for all purposes and intent. I witness to all, big and small, right out loud, despite all my trials, I'm content. Well, a person just as well be content.
Why not?
Doesn't do you any good to
jump up and down and scream and holler.
Whine and
carry
complain.
On.
Yeah, darn right.
All right, how about a little Dick's pick?
Ooh, man, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, who's singing this?
Robert Wagner.
Ooh, nice. And what's he singing?
My Kind of Country.
I like his kind of country.
There lies my kind of country, round that last bend we're heading home. Old-timers, stay with me, and tonight we'll see my kind of country once more. There lives my kind of sundown smiles bright and red. Old timer, I'll cry gold when these eyes behold my kind of country ahead. Travel home, travel home, maybe 5 more miles, maybe 10. May I ever grieve if I ever leave my kind of country again.
That is my kind of country. Mm-hmm. You bet. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, I'll fix that later.
I'll do that later.
Yeah, let's just ditch out to a cow commercial right now, shall we?
No, I know.
And when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.